To do our job well, an admissions officer must be on the receiving end of an entire nation's application panic. Endure the frustration of all the parents who just realized there isn't room for every organically fed, well-tutored offspring.
I'd really like to introduce you to somebody. This is Jeremiah Balaki.
And you know, I'm not really your typical student. My brain sort of goes on a little walkabout.
He's a prodigy.
Portia, I know this is all a bit abrupt,
but I think maybe Jeremiah is your son.
Okay, here's the deal. In the new film Admission, Tina Fey stars as a Princeton University admissions officer who faces a personal crisis when she discovers one of the applicants might in fact be her son that she gave up for adoption 18 years ago. The film tries to be a light rom-com, but it also juggles some pretty hefty themes such as personal identity, adoption, and the reality behind parenting. In this sense, it doesn't quite know which direction it wants to go. There are some funny throwaway lines, but the film drags brutally in the middle as it tries to resolve the more dramatic side. In the end, in spite of some fine performances, Admission becomes an upstairs-downstairs of educational elitism, with both the Ivy League and the self-taught snobbiness prevailing. And I've never liked that attitude in anyone. Admission gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.